Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach, Brother, the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. That's all we want to do is make it do what it do. We are here before you again in Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. Very excited. You know, I want to make sure you're ready. We don't own the rights to this music, but we want to play it because of the sudden death of this artist, a young man who was really working hard, and he wanted to give this sort of like an anthem for all sports teams in regards to being ready. So we want to play that because this is all about giving credit what credit due. This is Archie Aerosol. We're going to get shot out. We're ready.
I feel the master. I feel them. Y'all ready? They ready. Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready. We ready. We ready. Well, come on. We ready. We ready.
Come to do the rest. Step in the way, multiple shots are going through your test. You must have gone fast and tried to spark you a blast. And I'ma take them out the game, y'all. It ain't no thing, y'all. You wanna fuck, I rip you up like a chainsaw. The game's ball, boy, please believe it. Keep your Bible with you, cause you gon' be beating Jesus. Beating for dark, stopping hits. And Archie ain't gon' stop dropping. I'ma make $1 million. Stand on the top of it, rocking it.
Man, are you ready? Because we're going to have an awesome time today on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, being broadcast on WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. Today is our 451, 51st, if you want to say, episode. So God has blessed us again. We broadcast Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood on Tuesday or Thursday of the week. And the purpose is the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. Again, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues by block. So we don't have an awesome time today. Give him a shout out to that Shanti Caramon, member of Zeta 5 Beta Sorority Incorporated. We'll give a shout out to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of this today. We're just going to offer some things in line with our topic in the series we've been working on. Our series for the last three or four shows is Building Boys to be Fathers of the Future. This is part four. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, 347-857-4192. That's one. I'll make sure I get you on the line by having an opportunity to recognize you pressing one and calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll distinctly ask you truly to make sure you share your location, as well as your name, if you choose to, then join with the conversation. I see my technology is beginning to take a step in the right and wrong direction. So we got to come back again and start back up on the live part. So we're going to make sure we do that because it's all about doing what they ask you to do. Sometimes we just hit their spots when you play music that wants to take away from the opportunity to hear that. Even though you don't own the rights to the music, they still have the containment in there and have that issue with copyright. So we don't want to do that. We just want to be able to share with you, let you know, and a tribute to Archie Ebersole, who lost his life tragically last week. And we want to give a shout out to his family and with his talent. We're ready, and we want to recognize that. All right, again, we got the call in number. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then ask for your location. If you want to give your name, it's fine. Then join in with the conversation. We're going to be talking about building boys to be better fathers in the future. Or in other words, building boys to be fathers of the future. Part 4. This is a series. We are part 4. So we're going to have some awesome things we're going to be talking about. If you want to check us out on the web link where you can just listen to us, you can. Or hear this. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. The email to email the show, you have WBSW Internet Talk Radio 22@gmail.com. You can tweet the show as well. At WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at The Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we are partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter with the number 10. That's Greenville with the number 10. If you follow them, you can be a part of this. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, as well as being broadcast on President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. And also, we have the pleasure of being on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. So we're excited about coming before you. We also have what we call our On the Man episodes. And those episodes are being broadcast or aired on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. We also have anchors where we are putting out a broadcast on our Facebook as well as our email. So you can check us out. So being able to come at you many ways, we just want to share this with you. Again, this is our 451 episode. God has blessed us to move beyond 450. It was just enlightening on last night to be able to do the 450th episode. And the 450th episode was so special because the first episode we did was Real Talk About Sports. The 450th episode is Talking Sports Plus Primetime. You see how we've been able to evolve into where we are today. God is so good, and we thank you so much, Lord, for allowing us to be this far. You also have an opportunity to kind of get a truly shared understanding about what we're trying to do and not do a whole lot of work. If you want to go to Google's, just go to Google's and put WBSW in. It'll pop up. We, the voice of the Smith Way production. So that's what we come up with, WBSW. We're so glad to have that opportunity, radio. Thank you so much, Sweet Red, for sure. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this. And truly, truly, you know, it's a big part today. We will have our giveaway today. We'll have our gas purchase, a gas voucher giveaway of $50. So we have individuals' names, which is their Cash App, their PayPal, your Venmo, even your Zelle account. You send it to us, and we will put your name in the raffle. And we're going to raffle off that $50 gas purchase today at the 1:40 hour. 140. That's what time we go to 140. We said at 150 hour. When we get to 140, we're going to be able to cash that out. We're going to be able to raffle it out. We're going to have to be able to give it to you. We're glad to do that. And your name come up. But you need to get in your Cash App. You need to get in your, if you don't have a Cash App, PayPal. If you don't have PayPal, Venmo. If you don't have Venmo, you have, Zelle. There's a couple of them, but whatever transaction mode that you use to transfer money or receive money, get it to us as soon as possible. If you're on Facebook, on Instagram, you can type it in because there's a comment section there. Type it in, and it will allow you an opportunity to share it with me, and I can just go and put you in right now if you're not in. We're going to get to the show now. What's so important to us on WBSW Radio, the internet station, number one, is that we have listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including our based in the United States and north of the borders in Canada, as well as watchers in Mexico. See, God is blessing us, and we're so excited about having this blessing because this vision came to me in 2017. Now we're into 2022. Coming up in September, 5 years later, we're still operating. Some said we weren't going to make it. A lot of them criticized. But when then God puts his hands on you and brings a vision to you and you go do what he asks you to do, he will allow you to sustain. And that's what you should keep in mind. And I want everybody to understand what we're sharing with you because God blessed us to have these topics and these guests and these co-hosts that join us from time to time to talk about the various topics. We have 9 shows. We're really excited about being blessed to have 9 shows. We share through all of those shows some type of knowledge that you can use or hopefully just hear, and later on it'll come to you that it can be put in place. That's what it's all about. WBSW Radio, the internet station, is available for you. If you have a topic that you want to talk about, send it to us, to our email. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. Send it to us and we'll make sure we get your topic on. Or if you have a guest, we'll get your guest on. We want to make sure you be a part of it. Shout out to Captain 1991. Thank you so much. Building boys to be fathers of the future. You know, in my background, I have a picture up there. And that picture indicates a young man and a, in a sense, a grandfather. And also have a picture of that individual as a father, a grandfather, as an individual. We're talking about providing presentation. That's the partnership of WBSW Radio, the internet station, number one, and Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, partners to make sure we extend the knowledge and the ability to get the word out through this radio station. We're talking constantly on topics, but Zeta Phi Sigma of Greenville partner with WBSW Radio all the time, using Instagram, making sure the word is out. So if you want to follow, you can go to Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, and you can follow all what the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma is doing through WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. Let's talk about building boys to be fathers of the future, part 4. One of the first things we want to look at, we want to look at what does a boy need from his father. As a father, I will only reflect on my experience, and I'm going to share some things with you that I think is so important. See, that young man needs to learn from their father the ability to be responsible. Be responsible for your actions. He also have an opportunity to learn how to treat and view women in life. Treat them as queens. This is what the boy learns from his father. He also can discover his strengths and unique ability. I take my own personal experience with my father, who just was called home and transitioned in 2020. Through all my life, whether my childhood to my adulthood, my father always treated my mother with total respect. My father always provided that strength, always said that he only had an eighth grade education, but he had a master's degree in life. So I learned from watching him, using those examples. So as a father, your son or the boys that you encounter needs to see you put excellent examples out there. We cannot play with that, because that will determine some type of unique ability that child can gain in a positive way and a negative way. So what we ask you to do, fathers, if you're ready to understand what fatherhood means and really to take on the banner, the carry in life, you understand you must be able to treat the queens in your life with respect. Treat them so your sons can see you as a role model, will continue to do that when they become fathers or become grown men. See, life is so important. If they never get any examples, it's hard for you to expect them to treat the queen the way it's supposed to be treated. We have to always keep that in mind. Your boys or your son should see the strength that you have. I gave examples of how I saw my father. I saw him work sometimes 7 days a week, sometimes 10 and 12 and 13 hours a day, just so he could make sure his family would be taken care of, to the point where he relinquished being, you know, told my mother, and they like come to an agreement that she didn't have to work. She would work raising 8 children and have an opportunity to teach us what we need. But our father was there to show us strength and show us unique ability. I think back on as a 10, 11, 12-year-old child, my father was not a carpenter. He was not a construction man. My father was what we would say today as a custodian, to the point where he was able to become a manager and purchase a company that he retired from. See, my father had strength and unique ability. And what I say about construction and what I share with you about a carpenter, I, as well as my brothers, played a part in extending a 2-bedroom home with 1 bath and adding 2 more rooms to it. No, not a professional carpenter. It just was a man who had unique ability. Ask yourself whether your son will see you display unique ability, or will he see you display harsh treatment toward the queen, which is his mother and any other woman. See, once you set the standard, he will be able to understand how he can be successful from my own personal experience. See, a father should be able to show his son and reveal to his son examples of outlook on life. So I can remember some situations when I worked with my dad, and we was at a place, which is a restaurant, a fast food restaurant that non-existent at the time. It was many, many years ago. And there was a young man that working. He was not working for my father. He was working contract with those individuals who was putting electrical wire within that place. And he kept complaining, saying they was not treating him right. My father had nothing to do with him because he was not supervising him. Our job was there to come to clean it up so it'll be ready to open up. But what he shared with the man that impressed me, the young man, he said, "So you're a young man. And what you have to keep in mind You hired on to do this job. And sometimes the job requires you to go way beyond what you want to. In the back of your mind, you want to show strength and your unique ability. That man said that day, I couldn't understand until I became a man. He always said that until you become your own boss, you will be bossed by somebody. And we have to keep that in mind. So we got to teach our boys that leadership is something that is developed through fellowship. If you follow well, you can be a great leader. And I saw that in this man. The question about how do you lead your family? You lead your family by showing strength, showing your unique ability, showing respect females. You lead your family by showing responsibility. You lead your family by making sure you have to be the best role model you can be. You lead your family if there are some challenges, you should be ahead, not behind. If there's a challenge that's going on in the community with your family or in the school setting, whatever, you as a father should go there and lead your family. You can bring everybody else with you, but you ought to be the one to have a clear understanding. I will speak on this issue. You have to show that you can lead. It's just not by proxy that you will automatically lead. It's an ability you must develop and have a style. When you're leading your family, first of all, you have to follow. And as a child, adolescent, you follow that person who was the role model. And now, if that was a positive experience, you will now be able to lead your family. You must understand the importance of identifying various messages. When people share things with you, take time to use effective communication. That effective communication is listen first and talk second. You can draw a clear, concise conclusion about what is being said through a message if you take time to listen to it. Take time to use critical thinking before you make final decision. That's what a father can show his son. So the question was, what does a boy need from his father? He needs to see these things. Now see how that come into play when you're talking about the effects of a father on child development. Let's think about involvement. See, high level of father involvement correlates with high level of sociability, confidence, self-control in children. I want to say that one more time. High level of father involvement correlated with high level of sociability, confidence, and self-control in children. Children with involved fathers are less likely to act out in school, engage in risky behavior in adolescence. This is what the effects of a father on a child development. If the child sees the father constantly out doing things that are not morally right, he will see that as being right. And if a father is not willing to be involved with the child, he's going to lose out the ability to be socially, emotionally, spiritually, and financially in a community. We ask that we raise our children to be productive citizens. And he has to be functioning at a high level social ability-wise. He has to have confidence. He has to have self-control. That's one of the things we want to keep in mind. We want you to be a part of the show. can call in, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, then ask you to join with the conversation on building boys to be fathers of the future. What's your thought? You have an opportunity on Facebook. You have an opportunity on Instagram to type in your comments. Type in your comments. Type in. Let me know that you're there. Now, just keep in mind, at 1:40, we will be giving away the $50 gas voucher or purchase. We have a raffle that we're going to do it. We needed your Cash App or your PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or whatever it may be where you transact money so we can put your name in. But beside that, we're going to send you a love offering. We're going to send some, hopefully, when it comes to you through form of transaction. It will be uplifting to you. On behalf of WBSW Radio, the internet station, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and Tristan Consulting Service, they're willing to be partners with us and donate trips, donate other things that we're requesting as a sponsor. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tristan Consulting Service. All right, let's look at how does an absent father affect a son. Too many times, fathers of the world think part-time is the best time. The truth of the matter, whether you consider to be part-time, you are a pillar in that boy's life, in that young lady's life, in that young man's life. You are a pillar because you will be a father from the day this child is conceived until he or she transitions. So what effect will you have on, particularly if you're a father, on your son? See, we have to keep in mind there are so important, so many importancy in regards to your being absent. See, when you're being absent, he don't see how you treat and view women in your life. He don't see the strength and the unique ability. He don't see really your outlook on life because you don't have time to communicate with them. He don't see how you lead a family. He don't see how you identify messages that should be important. Father, when you're absent, you're truly what it said. You are absent. So let's see what effect this will be on a young man when you're absent. See, we know that children who grow up with abusive fathers can suffer lasting damage. So we ask you to treat and view women in your life as queens. Do not treat them as property because your sons will see that. We have to remember when they're absent, they suffer lasting damage. When you as a father is absent, the damage could be devastating. See, when you're absent, you're most likely to end up in place and putting your child in a situation to end up in poverty. They need your financial support. They need your spiritual guidance. They need your emotional, they need your mental support. Most of the time, because of an absent father, not only poverty, but they drop out of school. A lot of time, they become addicted to drugs. Have a child out of wedlock. And a lot of times they end up in prison. We want to stop the pipeline to prison. Our schools will no longer and can't identify as a pipeline to prison because our absent father is weary, have a clear understanding that by their absence, they have nudged their sons into that group that's part of the pipeline to prison. Come on now, you can't play with this, fathers. You need to be in your son's life. So you have a key role as a father in his child development. The role is far from not being important. Your role is so important because what you have to keep in mind, truly you have to keep in mind, he needs both pillars in his life. He needs individuals who's going to be there to support him. He needs individuals that's going to be there to walk with him at all times. See, God blessed us to be cultivated and groomed and shaped in his own image. And God allow us to have the ability to lead. And as fathers, we have a role. We'd be redundant over and over again saying that our role is very important. No different than the mother role. Because we know that as men, we can be leaders. We can be guiders. We can be prosecutors. We can be individuals who see the future. But what we have to not do is be absent from your son's life. A boy needs his father. And don't let any sentiment or not determine when you should see your son. Too many times we get caught up in this situation that I'm going to pay child support and I get a chance to get him 4 days a month. Let's keep it real. How much influence you can do in 4 days. Some can do a lot because they're absent. Don't fall in that category. Allow yourself to see him more than 4 times a month. Don't be absent. He's you in his life. Many would say that children with fathers who are involved in their health and development may grow into teens who are less at risk of depression. Come on. We got away from those things I said earlier about poverty, dropping out of school, addicted to drugs, having children out of wedlock, or ending up in prison. We're getting real deep now. The risk of depression. See, you need to be in his life because his health is important. His development is even more important. Behavior problems come about when you don't have that man or that father in his life. He don't attempt to find love and go out and have a child while he's a teenager because he knows that as I see my father put forth an effort to show me strength and show me unique ability and how to treat queens, I'll be a lot more and understanding of having children out of wedlock. We have to sit down and have conversation, fathers, with our boys. Sometimes we're afraid to talk to them. We're afraid because we're so absent from their life. So we want you to understand the reason why fathers are important than mothers. Both are pillars equally important in that son's life. But this is how a father would take a step out, and he should step out. Fathers are positively involved, have better social skills. They tend to be more popular and better liked. They have fewer conflicts with their peers. They are also more likely to grow up to be tolerant and understanding. That's how important a father is to our boys. We need not push them away. We need to bring them home. Welcome back home. We want to give you a shout out, because if you decide to go back home, I don't mean move in with that person, but I truly would ask you to go back home to make yourself available through environment with your son so he can say, welcome back home. And I want you to keep that in mind. It's all about welcome back home. Come on now, fathers, it's time. You are so important as a pillar in his life. Thinking about your son better, communicating with individuals, reacting in our social setting. His skills are at a high level because he has a father to show him those examples. He's a role model. The father is a role model. Mother can't be a father role model, just like a father can't be a mother role model. Father is a role model, and mother has as a role model. Everybody has its place. We have to find out what it is. Time for more examples from individuals who are successful in father skills. Work with our young men or either our seasoned men on how fatherhood works. So there's a skill to the fatherhood, that ability to be responsible and not blame anybody else, the ability to communicate without screaming and hollering and showing your anger, the ability to take time to lead, and sometimes you have to follow, the ability to be there in your child's life in a positive manner. This is what we're asking you to be able to do, because they experience these things. They're so important for their growth to allow them to be tolerant with what's going on in life. Understanding why things happen and not reacting to it. They'll be more proactive. With their role modeling, if they're showing proactive messages, their sons will follow in the same way. So quickly, let's look at six ways to build healthy relationship with your son. One is share your story. That's one thing that's being taken out of our culture. Fathers not sharing their story. See, don't let your son share your story. Share your story about what happened to you at his same age. Next is quality time is the key. People got to remember, if you want him to be able to see you as their role model, involvement means quality time. See, you had to put it on your top to-do list. See, sometimes we put them at the bottom. Oh, I got to do this weekend. You shouldn't have it. It should be every day or two or three times during the week, not the weekend that you spend some time. Go to his, he's in an extracurricular activity, go to his practice. Go to his game. Go to his performance. Support him. Let him see you out there. Doesn't matter how hot it is or how cold. Let him see you because he know now you care. See, spend a regular one-on-one time with your son and you turn your phone off. See, one of the things people got to realize, if you decide to take your son to where it may be, I don't care what restaurant, sitting down having a lunch or a dinner. Allow yourself to turn your phone off because now he got your attention. That's what we have to keep in mind. The next thing is see, all kids, all children get it wrong sometimes, just like all adults get it wrong sometimes. But how about when discipline your son, remember to separate person from behavior. Don't tell him I heard. This hurt me to punch you or discipline you. And back in the day, they said, it hurt me. I said, no, it hurt me. So separate yourself, your discipline of your son, him as a person, from behavior. I remember encountering this many years ago. A friend of my son had gotten in trouble. The principal called him from the school. And the first thing they said, I'm going to whip that boy. I got caught saying that even with my grandson. But the one thing I found out, that wasn't the best thing to do. Find out what happened. And once you go there, now you can separate person from behavior. This might be some other circumstances called him to his behavior response. So let's keep in mind that when we're talking about disciplining our son, separate behavior from the child. The next thing, time privileges. Privilege is responsibility. The privilege of having the opportunity to do that. Tie that to responsibility. See, with great power come great responsibility. The privilege of being able to do that. It helps your son mature. Privilege should increase in line with his responsibility. Just remember, tie privilege to responsibility. Remind him of his gifts and talent. Don't come around when he's a star running back. He needs you at all times, even if he's not the star running back. Be there through the whole process. Look him straight in his eyes. Son, I'm proud of you. I'm incredibly excited that you chose to take your talent to whatever you choose to do. It goes a long way with preparing your son and the relationship that you both have. Practice and encourage mindfulness. Learn truly. You take time to learn about his mind. Learn about his mind will really help your son to cope with stress, strong emotions, and negative self-talk. Give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Virginia_Sigma. Thank you for joining us as well. It is time. We want to take this opportunity to raffle off the $50 gas purchase or voucher. And you see, we're shaking it up. Yeah, we're shaking it up. And we're going to pull a name. That's a $50 gas purchase or voucher sponsored by WBSW Radio, the internet station number one, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. And also Tristan Consulting. They'll provide you the best consulting and managerial and leadership skills. Give a shout out to them. Okay, we reached out. Poor. Okay. This is $BBAD78. You're the winner of the $50 purchase and voucher. $BBAD78. You have an opportunity to give us a call in. Call before the show is over with. If not, give us a call in. We'll make contact with you. That is $BBAD78. Thank you for playing a part in our voucher. If they don't communicate with us and we can't contact them, we will have it available to the next person. So we're looking to hear from DABADDIS78. So give us a shout out. You're the winner of the $50 gas purchase because God is good. All right, let's move forward. And we have a couple of things we want to tell on. This is raising boys to be good men. One of the things is you are responsible for more than yourself. That's one thing you need to share with your boys. You're responsible for more than yourself. The next thing is chivalry is not dead. Teach your son that real men don't need to show off to feed their ego. Instead, always strive to be a gentleman. Well, it's very interesting when you go in a store and there may be a family and be some boys in there, and that one of them will grab it and tell everybody to go in. And you can see how the father and the mother is smiling. Because you know what? You're showing that you are a gentleman. Teach our boys to be gentlemen. That's a good man. So a good man going to open the door for you. Your car door, they're going to make sure they always walk as a protector. If you're walking out on a street, out anywhere, in a parking lot, they're going to walk in. They're going to shield themselves from the traffic. That's what a good man. Let's teach them chivalry is not dead. Respect women. See, a real man treat women with honors. That's what a real man. So we're going to teach our boys to be good men. He has to know that respecting a woman is very important. Real men treat women with honor, care, and compassion. A real man treat women with honor, care, and compassion that they need. Also, we have to keep in mind, respect our queens. And when you say respect the queen, we're not only talking about respecting everybody. Respect your sisters. Respect your mother. Respect your aunties. Respect your cousins that are females. Because this is your training ground. If you disrespect those individuals, you're going to struggle out in our society. Cultivate a compassionate heart. Real men are not ruled by the bottom line. We're not ruled by that. You have to have a compassionate heart. It ain't all about the big bucks all the time. Sometimes you have to take a step back. The bottom line, sometimes for some people, it's a dollar. How much money I can make off this? Sometimes you have to give to receive. Do hard things. See, sometimes real men just don't settle for the easy way out. Try the hard thing. And if you fail or not successful, you don't give up. Real men do the hard thing. And we want our boy to be able to do it. Take the lead. See, a real man lead. So you want your son to be a good man and a real man by leading. Be kind and not cruel. Real men speak kindly. See, that's a real man or a good man saves up for a rainy day. Being wise with your money. Being wise with your ability to understand that there will be a rainy day. So you save up for a rainy day. Instead of using everything you have for the pleasures of now. A good man do that. And we want to teach our boys the same way. To create a saving. Now, it might be in a piggy bank, maybe in a glass jar, but create a saving account. If he said you put money in their coins, he will put money in them. Always listen first. That's effective communication. Real men, good men, learn, listen attentively to speak understanding. To reserve judgment on things till you hear both sides. That's a real man. If you see society now when everybody don't want anybody to talk, that tells you what kind of person they really are. They are not effective communicators. Respect your parents. That's so important. Or whoever the guardian of a person of wisdom that's in your life, respect them. See, good men and real men recognize and give honor to their parent or guardian or who the person of wisdom in their life. You have to always keep that in mind. The last thing we want to focus on, we want to discuss how to build a modern man, build our boys to be a modern man. And so if we work on building our boys to be a modern man, they can grow up joyful. See, boys should be taught to use their power to be who they want to be beyond the rigid ideals and expectations and in gender equality ways. The top qualities of a modern man includes being affectionate, doing their fair share of cleaning, being sometimes people say a vegan. Pick something that you want to focus on. And you have to take pride in your appearance. Stand up for what you think is right, which is the cause. And for the boys to make sure they enjoy joyful and happiness, these are some steps. Get happy yourself. Don't tell nobody what happened. Teach your sons to build relationships. Expect effort, not perfection. Optimist. Teach emotional intelligence. From happy habits being done every day. That means form happiness habits. Discipline. And allow them more time called playtime. Because they need to be able to release some of that built up anxiety and stress. And finally, we want to raise our boys to be joyful and happy. Listen to what they have to say and take time to have a conversation with them. It's important to discuss both lighthearted and serious topics with your boys as they grow up and mature. See, you can raise healthy and happy boys by keeping the line of communication open. So you can't be an absent father. You have to be an on-time father. you also realize that line of communication open, and them knowing that they can come to you with their problem or when they need advice. It works, because I think about my own growing up, my own adolescence, my own childhood. I could always go to my father and talk about issues that I thought was important, or just something that came across me I needed to talk to him about. And he would give me that wisdom. So thankful to have him until from the time I was conceived and brought in onto this earth till he left us in June of 2020. See, God kept us close to him so we could still communicate with him, still get his advice, no matter what the circumstances are in the circumstances of the world. God has blessed us. And I want you to do the same thing as Father. We're talking about building boys to be fathers of the future, because they will be fathers of the future. It's been awesome talking to you. We want that name, The Bad, Baddest 78, to give us a call. If not, we'll give them a call. And if they're interested in taking advantage of that $50 gas purchase, a voucher, we will award it. If not, we'll move to the next person. We'll have the raffle again. We'll keep doing it. Next week, we have the raffle for a three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta. We're paying for the cost of the hotel per night. You take care of the tax along with the activation fee of the voucher at one of the luxury hotels, your food, and your travel to that destination. We raffle that off next week. So we're having an off show, a couple of shows next week, but by Thursday of next week, we'll raffle it out. God is good. It's been good coming for you. Hopefully, we was able to share something with you about building boys to be fathers of the future, part four. We have part five and part six coming up. We want to give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Victor Phi, Greenville, Alabama, for taking time to be partners with us and co-sponsors, along with Tristan Consulting Service. We thank you for your support. Have an awesome rest of the day. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag make it do what it do. God is good. I love you from my heart. As I close out all of my shows, and I want you to know, truly, truly from my heart and my soul, I love you, and a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day, and we will talk with you again on next week. Let's make it do what it do. WBSW Radio, the internet station, number one. We'll holler at you. Bye.